This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues at this hour after the Republican-controlled Senate voted along party lines to block a motion from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to subpoena White House documents. Schumer, speaking with reporters, said the president's defense lawyers aren't saying why they object to the Democrats' request for those documents.
The real test will be witnesses and documents. Will our Republican senators put pressure McConnell so that we really have witnesses and documents produced, either now or after the arguments are made?
Earlier, White House counsel Pat Cipollone attacked the foundation of the charges against President Trump, saying Democrats had not come close to meeting the U.S. Constitution's standard for impeachment. The president has been charged with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. He's called the impeachment a hoax. President Trump was thousands of kilometers away when the trial began on Tuesday. He's at the Davos World Economic Forum. So was teen climate advocate Greta Thunberg. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, both talked about climate change.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The death toll from